Seeds and Frontier Farm Credit. KBOE Live and Local, good morning, 846, sunshine, 64 degrees.
KVOE, 96.9 FM and 1400 AM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And at 8:46, we're pleased to be joined by United Way of the Flint Hills Director Mickey Edwards as we have a pretty hefty update coming on the hashtag Vax to Normal campaign.
Mickey, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
I am excellent. It's so beautiful outside. I don't want to be inside.
Yeah, it's been gorgeous here the past few days, no doubt about that. So get around and roll around in it if you can out there. Take advantage of it before the heat is back in earnest here this weekend. Well, Vax to Normal, you've been doing anything but standing still as we've got a couple of big announcements here this morning. We are going to unveil some grand prize lists here, Vicki, and they are pretty substantial, it looks like.
I tell you what, as our team met yesterday and we started talking about all of the prizes that we will be giving away on September 10th, I was like, man, I want to win every one of those packages. There are some great packages, really good ones.
All right. Well, and we want to let people know to be eligible for the prizes. Number one, you have to get the vaccination. And then you have to go on to the Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief Fund webpage and get signed up. It's a simple process, easy form to fill out, and that makes you eligible for the weekly prizes and the aforementioned grand prizes, which Mickey is going to talk specifically about. So that's basically how easy this is. Get your vaccination, get registered, and that vaccination eligibility form is really simple to fill out. And then basically you are in. So what might we be winning, Mickey?
Well, first of all, let me say that people can still win every week. We give away five or six prizes every Friday morning at 10 a.m. to people who are registered because they've been vaccinated. So register now. Don't wait until before the September 10th grand prizes. And then I tell you what, I can't be happier about these prizes. First of all, we've got a couple of grand prizes specifically for you. So anyone who is eligible for the vaccine that is age 12 to 17 and is registered could win. Our runner-up grand prize is a $300 Emporia shopping spree. So we will give them $300 in Emporia Main Street gift cards, and they can go and shop at over 250 Emporia businesses. So that would be, I mean, what perfect timing is that? Right at the beginning of the school year, they get to go and, you know, buy some fun stuff for themselves. And then the grand prize for the youth is another Emporia shopping spree, and it's $500 in prizes from Emporia Main Street or in gift certificates. So two lucky youth will win those $800 worth of grand prizes.
Wow.
Boy, that's big.
That is big.
Nice
that is
stuff
big.
There,
I can't
yeah.
imagine. As a kid, man, that would have made my year.
Yep. Agreed.
All right. And then the grand prizes for adults, I tell you what, these can't be beat. So we start out with some, I don't know what we want to call these, our bonus grand prizes. We have an R&R package that includes a weighted blanket from Triad Leasing and lots of other restful relaxation items. We have two different winners. Each winner will win an ultimate one-year membership to Mr. G's Express Wash. So go through the car wash as many times as you want over that one-year time period. And then they just keep getting better. We have an ESU package, including two general admission season football tickets, ESU blanket, cold weather gear, and $10 per game in concession stand coupons, and more, and more.
And more.
And more. And then we have our runner-up to the grand prize winner. We'll be getting a tailgating package that includes a Blackstone 3-burner gas griddle with a hood, a Yeti cooler, some grocery coupons, and other fun tailgating gifts.
Nice.
So that'll be perfect for, you know, those ESU games or going up to see the Chiefs or, you know, whatever you want to do. That would be awesome for that tailgating package.
Okay.
Okay, and this one I'm really excited about. We have our grand prize, and we're finally going to announce it. We have a Prairieland Partners John Deere S120 lawn tractor with a utility trailer.
What?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, that That alone is a $2,000 value. We have a Waters Hardware Green Mountain Peak Grill. That is a $1,000 value. We have a saw table that was donated by Mark II Lumber, and we have more. That's not all. We will continue to add stuff to this home improvement package. So, you know, if you added up the value of all of these prizes, I bet we're $7,000 at least, and possibly more. So it is worth getting registered at geadisasterrelieffund.org.
Do that, and do that today, geadisasterrelieffund.org. And great prizes. All you need to do is get vaccinated, get signed up, and you are in for not only the weekly prizes, but for these grand prizes to be given away on September the 10th. Now, I noticed this morning Abundant Harvest says their next food truck event is coming up a week from today on Whittier Street, which would be the 10th of August, and they will start at 1 o'clock, but vax to normal, you will be on hand, Mickey, during that food truck event to do what?
We will be holding our second drive-through vaccination clinic. So as cars come and get lined up, they will have an opportunity to have Newman Regional Health staff there to administer the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. It's the one and done, so it's super easy. Plus, some of us will be going through after those vaccinations and signing people up for them to get into the weekly and grand prize drawings.
So how will this be set up here, Mickey? Is this one of those things where the Vax to Normal volunteers and those associated with the campaign will be walking vehicle to vehicle and asking whether they want a vaccine or not, or how is that going to play out?
Yep, that's exactly right. So as we were talking before the show, we were talking about how people start to, you know, line up very early. We will be there from 10:30 on. Starting at 11 o'clock, we will start at the front of the line, and we will just make our way to the back of the line, and the nurses will be administering the vaccine, and we'll be walking right behind them to sign them up. Now, some people may want to come in and do their vaccination but not be in line for the food distribution, so they have that option, too. If they just jump in the food distribution line, we can go ahead and do their vaccine, and then Whittier Street will be closed off for the event, so they'll be able to jump out of line and go on about their day when their vaccination's all done.
Yeah, people have to, for the food truck event, have to line up from the west. The east is no longer an entry point off of 12th for this. This was changed up last month. So if you weren't there last month, that is the new lineup adjustment that they have made. So it's to the west of Abundant Harvest on Whittier Street, and then on 9th is where the lineup process will be taking place. But the vaccinations go from 11 until 1, and the food truck event starts at 1 o'clock. So you won't be running next to the vehicle and vaccinating on the move. So that's good to know.
That's right. And everybody who gets vaccinated that day will receive a $10 gift certificate to Emporia Main Street.
So this is very similar to what the plan was and how things worked out here for the first vaccination clinic here last week. Mickey, from your perspective, how has the campaign gone? Because it seems like, you know, you've had success certainly on the incentive side of things. How about now with this second immunization campaign that's underway right now?
Well, you know, in our first clinic, our goal was to vaccinate 30 individuals, and we kind of blew that out of the water and vaccinated 45 in just a two-hour time period in the rain, no less. People still came out to get their vaccinations. So we expect that this one will be every bit as, you know, successful as our last one. You know, we just want to get more and more people vaccinated so we can be safer in our community and kind of beat this virus and get back to normal as soon as possible.
Well, we have been making some progress. I think the vaccination numbers are over 50% now, and still not the greatest, but in comparison to other counties in the state, Lyon County, we are at the top or near the top. Yep. As far as vaccination rate numbers. So we are making progress here, which is a good thing. So keep that on your calendar. That's a week from tomorrow, the drive-through vaccination event will be a part of the food truck just prior to the food truck on Whittier Street. So more details will be coming soon. Well, Mickey, a lot of good information this morning.
I tell you, lots of fun stuff happening.
All right, so log on to geadisasterrelieffund.org and get yourself signed up if you have been vaccinated, and you can be part of the weekly prize package winners or possibly all of these great grand prizes that will be given away on the 10th of September. Thank you, Mickey.
Thanks, Mickey.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, so Mickey Edwards, CEO of the United Way of the Flint Hills and part of the Greater Emporia Disaster Relief Group.
Indeed. Want to let you know that as we talk about Abundant Harvest and the rescue mission, we do have a Newsmaker 3 segment coming up tomorrow, and it will be Rescue Mission Director Lee Alderman. First off, we've got a couple of things to talk about, one of which is going to be Thursday's open house. This was just announced this morning here by the rescue mission. This will be at the new home at 1236 East 12th, the former Amend Girl Scout building. And then we also will talk about next week's mobile food pantry at Abundant Harvest. So a couple of topics for our Newsmaker 3 segment coming up at 8:40 tomorrow morning.
All right. Thanks, Chuck. KVOE. Live and local, 857, 64 degrees. Good morning.
Don't miss this year's Lyon County Fair. The fair always offers great family fun with merchant booths, 4-H exhibits, grandstand events,